Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens. I'm Ronnie and that's Ben over there. Hello, Ben.
Hello, Ronnie. How are you?
Happy Monday, everybody. Hey. Today we have Amazon Live at 1:30 Pacific time. That's over on Amazon Live. You can get links to that over on our Instagram, link in bio section. If you want this recap on video or you want bonus episodes, so this week will be a Top Chef check-in, or you want ad-free listening or a Discord server or our free weekly blog/recap/newsletter, go sign up at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. And today is Real Housewives of Atlanta, season 17, episode 2. Something about waffles, I'm sure. Because there were waffles, lots and lots of waffles.
I want waffles, lots and lots of waffles. I want some waffles with you. The episode was called Rumors and Raised Eyebrows. So it was like a generic title. So Bravo couldn't come up with a good pun. I think they should have done the I Want Waffles song. I think they should have done the Who Sings That Song? God, who sings that I Want Money song? It's killing me. It's one hit wonder. The name is oh, I thought it would pop into my head and not be special, but I couldn't think of it. Oh, well. But yeah, waffles, waffles, waffles everywhere. Waffles in the bed, waffles on the plate, waffles in the sky, waffles on the road. Who could be upset?
And then Porsche's getting now. Loved it. Or buy now, I guess I should say. Porsche's buy now. I love that. I thought that would take the whole season. When she showed up with that fake boyfriend last week, I was like, oh God, here we go. It's a closet season. I don't need another closet season on this. We've already got Beverly Hills. I can't have two closet seasons running at one time. But that closet door swung open.
Let the good times roll. We got right into it. Into sway. Wow, really one-upping Drew's her closeted storyline, which she even acknowledges on the show. I have to say, first of all, I Want Money is by Calloway. Second of all, I'm not going to lie. I really thought last week's episode was boring. Like, I really did not like it. I was trying to have a good attitude on the pod. I was trying to have a good attitude just for myself because I want Atlanta to be great. I thought this week's episode was so good and so funny. I was cracking up. I was in it the whole way. So I feel like last week's episode was maybe just like a here are the new people. Let's get the wheels turning. And to me, I was totally in on this episode. I was cracking up. I think K. Michelle is like a total star. There are a lot of people who probably already know that because they've already been following her. But for someone like me who hasn't really had a lot of exposure to her, I get it. I see why she is a name and why she was a breakout from the various formats that she was on. And I love that this episode about waffles ended on an infected BBL. So, you know, what could go wrong?
We were just talking on some episode about why BBLs stink because someone said BBLs are stinky and we were wondering why they stink. Maybe this is why.
Maybe that's why. Maybe that's why.
An infected BBL. I watched a miniseries this weekend called Death by Lightning, and it was about the assassination of President Garfield. It's Garfield, right? And it was really good, actually. And he ends up.
Arthur?
Chester Arthur was the vice president.
Follow up. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he gets shot. And the bullet goes into him. And there's a black doctor who's there on the scene. He's a freedman. And he's like, I can help you. So he starts doing surgery on him. And then the white doctor comes in and he's like, get the hell out of here, black doctor. I'm doing this because I'm a white doctor. And he's like, you haven't even cleaned your utensils. Like, you haven't even cleaned your instruments. Haven't you read the latest research that says if you don't clean these properly, it can lead to sepsis and infection? He's like, get out of here, black doctor. And then, of course, the president dies because of that. And I watched Atlanta right after and I was like, oh my gosh, am I not infecting the things that I'm cleaning? I mean, it was like a sign from the universe. I'm sorry to make it all about me, but I was like, first a president and now K. Michelle's booty. Is anybody doing proper surgeries around here?
I'm obsessed with how you linked K. Michelle's BBL to the assassination of Garfield.
Well, it was like two infections right in a row. And I was like, is this a sign? What's happening?
You know, it reminds me of the fate of Anne Boleyn. I couldn't help but feel like if perhaps she had gotten a BBL herself, that maybe Henry would have let her keep her head.
And BBL in.
And BBL in. Yes. Yes.
All right, so we start with Cold Plunge. Now, I didn't have high hopes for this episode just from this. I was like, a Cold Plunge?
Same.
Oh, we need to come up with new Bravo scenes for people to do. I can't with the... Come on! No. But then
it wasn't just a cold plunge. It wasn't just a cold plunge. It was a Shamia cold plunge, which meant that she was extra Anne Hathaway drama kid about it. Shamia and Pinky both get into these cold plunges. And of course, they're being really like, look at me, mom, I'm on TV. And Shamia's like, oh, shaken, you see. She starts seeing the Star Spangled Banner in a way that's just like annoying. I don't know. I just have like no tolerance for Shamia this season. No, I was like, no, this is bad. This season's going to be terrible. But luckily, that was, I think, the worst scene of the entire episode.
Well, I like that Pinky sang over her. So Pinky's okay in my book for now. Mm-hmm. So then we go to Phaedra getting in the car with Aiden, and it's very reminiscent, mostly because they remind you with their lines, but it's very reminiscent of when she was taking him to kindergarten and crying.
Yeah, we knew that show, that clip.
I'll always be your baby mommy. And she mentions the clip. And
it's so good. Every time they play that clip, I like instantly cry. I'm like, oh.
It is so good. But then that had me going through memories again, too, because, I mean, I remember that scene like it was yesterday, and this person is now driving a car. What the hell?
I know. They really do their best work in the car, those two. You know, really great scenes. It is crazy. And then there's also, they're driving around. Then we cut to Drew and Angela having lunch, and Drew says, my girl Claudia Jordan, we did a movie together that's coming out. I have to get all the bags, you know, these divorce invoices. I'm like, you don't have to tell us, because you got kicked out of your house over the weekend, Drew Sidora.
Yikes, that news was not good. So she lost custody of the kids, and he got the home. I mean, they're both, I think, having to leave the home. I think they have to sell the home, but until they do, I think she has to leave the home. And she lost custody because she wouldn't send the kids to school, or she wasn't sending the kids to school enough, which is crazy.
That's crazy.
Isn't it?
That's wild. I can't believe her mom would stand for that. Jeanette. Like, Jeanette would be like, Drew, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, because Jeanette was on here like last season and the season before saying these kids need more structure and stuff like that. So I guess she's not listening to Jeanette, but that's sad. You know, you don't want to see anybody lose custody of the kids, and especially to Ralph, like the secret videographer of the family who disappears to Florida. Like, yikes.
That's really sad. So Drew has a premiere that she wants to invite Angela to at the mall. And so she's going to have that. And we go back to Phaedra and Aiden in the car.
They do more movies on this show that no one's ever seen.
You never heard of the blockbuster sci-fi monumental film run before?
Well, you're making it on, I don't know what it's on, actually. And I Googled it, and I still don't know what it's on. Well, first off, I Googled it. Look, if you're going to name a movie, you have to Google the name first. You know what I mean? Yeah. To see if there's another movie maybe named that. And there is in 2020. And that's the only movie that comes up. So I had to Google Run movie Drew Sidora for this one to come up. And I think it was still like third or fourth in the results. And it has like one star on Rotten Tomatoes. And
wow, that's I can't believe that. I can't believe an ensemble film starring two of the Real Housewives of Atlanta and then the monster from The Shape of Water only got one star.
The Shape of Water.
I think they're like trying to get some Guillermo del Toro like juju on their project. And I mean, like, look, I love me some Claudia Jordan. She is like, she's one of my favorite one hit wonders. I thought she was a great housewife. I would love to see her back on the show. I am not tuning in to a sci-fi movie with Claudia Jordan as the headliner. No offense. Like, that's just not what I tune in for, you know? Just as I wouldn't necessarily tune in to see, well, I was going to say something like, I was going to reverse it. Like, I wouldn't want to see Deal or No Deal with Meryl Streep as one of the briefcase girls, but actually I would like to see that. So it doesn't really work the other way around, but yeah, I'm not.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, I think the audience heard as well. You know, the audience heard the title of that movie and they listened.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Because the only place I've heard of Run is here. So, so we go back to Phaedra and Aiden in the car, and she's like, high school's very different from kindergarten. So I need you to really focus. She talks about how the time flies.
It is really different from kindergarten. I would also agree.
And I like that she's saying it like he's leaving kindergarten and going straight into high school. Like,
I know
we haven't talked since you went to kindergarten, but listen, high school's going to be a lot harder than that.
Well, now that you've mastered doing the uppercase A, unfortunately, you are now going to be thrown into the history of President Garfield. Good luck. Mm.
X is a number. High school.
Algebra. It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
She talks about how crazy it is that he's already going to high school. God, just got out of kindergarten, literally. And, you know, she's like, yo, but he's been driving. I'm not worried about him driving because he's been driving since he was 12 years old. He's actually his dad's designated driver. Jesus.
I was about to say, like, freshman year of college, aren't you driving age? Aren't you only 15, 14 or 15?
Yeah, he shouldn't be driving yet. I don't know. And I grew up next to New Mexico, so I was able to go there at 15 and get my driver's license. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, you know what? Yeah, because you can get your permit the year before. So I guess I was driving at 14. But
yeah, that's what I was wondering about, because it looked like he was driving like a permit, you know, with adults in the car, etc. But I still was doing the timeline on him. But I was like, you know, to be fair, he was born after 5 months, so... You know, he's just an advanced child.
And he's going to high school straight out of kindergarten. So,
you know. He's really killing it.
Yeah, he's just really good. I thought it was funny, though, because I didn't. I mean, it's funny and sad because I don't think it was a joke that he's been his dad's designated driver. And as someone who grew up in the 80s, I mean, that's not really that abnormal. My parents were like drunk all the time. They would come home from the country club and be like, you want to drive? Because they'd be driving all over the road. I'd be a kid in the back like, you can't pull over, you know. And I know you're not supposed to say that, but things were very different in the 80s. It was like short distances maybe were legal.
Well, I think that people just assume it's like, oh, it's just a short distance. But like the majority of car crashes happen very close to home, just so you know. By the way, in Georgia, according to Google, you can start driving with a learner's permit at 15 years old.
15 yeah, I think it's old. Like that all over the country. 15, you get your permit.
It wasn't like that in New York, I'll tell you that much. But that thing really? May have changed.
How old did you guys have to wait?
I had to turn 16 to get my learner's permit.
To get your permit?
To. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They kept us in the oven a little bit longer. And you know what? I was never excited to drive. Like my brother has always loved cars. He was like Aiden. He was always, he would be driving up and down the driveway. We had like a little bit of a long driveway. So he'd always go driving up and down the driveway. He loved driving. The moment that he turned 16, it was like the most exciting thing of his life. He had like a little business when he was 12 called Car Keys, where he would advise people on cars. Like he's always been a car person.
Really?
Just loves them. Yes, he's obsessed with cars. And so when he turned 16, he's like, and then like a month later, he got his junior license. So he was like, you know, he could drive on his own. I turned 16. And I was like, I liked being driven around. It was scary. I didn't want to drive on the road.
You liked being in the car with your mommy. She'd be like, yeah, go in there. You're going to have a great time at game day, board game day. It's going to be great.
I don't want to drive.
It's going to like you.
So then I got my permit and I just drove for 7 months. I had that permit. I was like, I don't want to take that test. I don't want to do this. So finally in like July, like my birthday's in December. In July, I did my test and I became the driver that we all know and love today. And the irony is that I became an Uber driver. So I became for a moment in my life, I was actually a professional driver doing the thing that I hated. But that's just life.
I was like, get me the hell out of here. God, the second I could even get on the city bus, I was on it. I was like, bang.
Most people are like that. Most kids are like, well, that's the way it used to be. Was that like, yay, independence. But I didn't like it. But now the kids these days, from what I've been told, Gen Z is
they're Benz.
Really they don't really care about driving. Yeah.
Yeah. They don't want to. They're like, I can Uber. Why would I drive?
Yeah. Great question.
These kids. So, the producer asked Phaedra, so is he your designated driver now? And she's like, oh no, I'm not a drunk now. I don't do that at all. Now I'm a Christian lady. No, he's not my designated driver, but I don't like to drive. So I am excited that he'll be able to drive me now legally, not drunk, like Apollo. Just in case you guys didn't catch that. Apollo so the drunk.
If you see my son driving me, just know I am absolutely definitely not drunk because I don't do that. I just hate driving. That's why my son is driving me around, everyone.
Yeah. So now we go to a place called the Dirty Tea.
The Dirty Tea, and it's another one of these wacky Atlanta restaurants that looks kind of crazy. I mean, I feel like we've really let Atlanta have a pass over the years, but so many of these restaurants are so bonkers.
The Dirty Tea.
This one's like all like lavender and has just these big poofy chairs and whatever.
Bedazzled teapots, like diamond teapots.
I mean, nothing will ever top the Womelet, but... You know,
the Womelet was pretty good, but the Womelet didn't have diamonds on it. And these
honestly, the Womelet, I would order the Womelet. The Womelet was nothing bad. Like the rest, that restaurant looked normal, but it just had a very funny menu selection that Sheree really liked.
Yeah. And I know that the Dirty Tea is a saying, so I get it. It's not like I'm not stupid, but I am stupid. I get that it's a saying, but still, like, it's a restaurant. I just don't know that you want your restaurant named Dirty Tea. It seems like the clean tea, just tea. Just tea. Or give me the tea or something. I mean, I don't know, Dirty Tea. I don't want to drink that.
For people who don't know what Dirty Tea means, it's sort of like, you know, it's kind of like sort of like that gossip. That's, you know, like it's like the real gossip. Kind of like, I heard that the real reason why President Garfield died is because some shitty white doctor was racist and forced his way in and then wound up killing him. You know, that's the Dirty Tea right there on Garfield.
Yeah, but you don't want to drink Dirty Tea, you know?
No.
I just don't want it around my food. So Kay, Michelle, and Kelly come to meet up with Portia. And Portia's like, even though Kelly and I are like oil and vinegar, well, yeah, I'm going to stick with that. Oil and vinegar.
No.
Why can't housewives get this right? You would think that so many people who eat salads would be able to get that oil and vinegar do, in fact, go together. That's why you serve them together. They're delicious together.
They're delicious. They don't officially mix, but they are delicious together. Oil and water is what you're looking for. So we see that they were fighting last week, you know. And so Portia's like, I just want to get to a better place and we could be like, cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't have to be enemies. So Kelly says, I do want to get to know Portia on another level. And this is a really good moment for us to like open up and have fun and rebuild our friendship. I'm like, okay, relax.
So they're talking about Portia's event and how it was good. Kay Michelle loved it. And they're talking about Drew, and Portia's like, wasn't that funny, her man on the phone? I mean, how was he in the phone the whole time? Like, what the hell? And Kay's like, because he likes the phone. We all know that men do at this point. He's in my DMs, you know. He's in my DMs saying, oh, you're so fine. And they're like, what? And she's like, yeah, black. Swear for crackers and cheese. Crackers and cheese. He's on my phone.
I never heard that expression.
Swear for crackers and cheese.
I love her. I love her little twang. So Portia's like,
I will say that she was not aware. I will say she said she was not her man.
And they're like, yeah, sure. So anyway, Kelly is like, speaking of the mans, she's like, okay, yeah. Speaking of the mans, what's the tea, honey? She goes, well, I literally just like want to have fun and be appreciated and supported. And like, okay. And they're just sort of talking about this, and the waiter comes by, and Kay Michelle asks for some whiskey in her tea, basically. She's like, I need something stronger than this, just tea.
By the way, why don't you just name this restaurant Swear for Crackers and Cheese? I would eat that.
I would be there in a second.
I would eat that.
For Crackers and Cheese.
So she's putting some whiskey in her tea, and Kay is talking about how she is doing something for the Academy of Country Music this week, and she's really excited because they are honoring Rissy Palmer, a Black woman who's been fighting for African Americans in country music since forever. And it's her, and also her first country single is coming out in a couple of weeks. So she's like, she's excited to do that. And so Portia's like, I'm so happy for us. I'm not, Portia didn't say what she was going to do, but you know,
she's happy for her.
She got Simon's house. So she's like, you got a country song coming out. I got the Simon's house. We're doing great.
Yeah. K. Michelle's like, I have a country song coming out. I'm performing on stage, honoring this legend. And Portia's like, we're doing great things. What is it? You were casting the traitors. Is that what that is? What about Kelly?
Like you win it, so you win an Oscar, and your best friend's like, oh my God, congratulations to us. Do my lips look bigger? I'm using a lip. I've put on a lip plumper right now. What do you think?
I you know what? I can't tell. I see your lips too much.
I can't either.
Kelly, meanwhile, does one of these generic things where she's, you know, Portia's like saying that she's really glad she's in a better place with Kelly. And Kelly's like, I really do want to get to know you because I really feel like we have things in common that I can see, you know, just as mothers, as business women. I'm like, okay. I mean, I love Portia, but I don't look at Portia and say, look, that is a very business forward businesswoman. That's Portia. I'm like, okay. So Portia's saying, yeah, that's true. I mean, what? She has her sheets.
She's got all sorts of things.
She just always has like stuff.
Sheets. Does she still has Go Naked hair, right? Wasn't that Go Naked thing?
She has hair. I don't know. Like, I always feel like it's sort of like one of those things. Like, she's a celebrity and she just like slaps her name on something like so many of the other Real Housewives. I'm not saying it's not, she's not doing business, but like, it's just funny. I just don't look at Portia and be like, that's a businesswoman that I'm going to connect with. Right now.
Shark Tank.
No offense to her, you know? Yeah. Yeah. So Portia's like, she's saying like, yeah, I think it's true. But she's like, I also think we have to deal with like, you know, that there was, you know, between us, like, we couldn't really get to know each other that well because of someone between us. You know, when you got a little closer to Shamia, I was like, okay, here it is. Basically, like, I wouldn't be a bitch to you except for the fact that you're friends with Shamia. And Shamia and I will handle our things on our own. And that's between me and Shamia. But honestly, if you want to be friends with her, you can't be friends with me. I love that. She's the fakeness of acting like she's going to keep the Shamia stuff discreet. And between the two of them, because they're mature and she's taking the high road, but she's not taking the high road. She's basically saying, you better pick a side right now on this.
Well, she's saying like you were toxic with me in because you were friends with Shamia. Like you were being friends with Shamia. So you were being a jerk to me in order to show allegiance to Shamia, basically. And Kelly's like, no. And Portia's like, well, but you did an interview and it hurt my feelings. And that's hard to do because you said, yeah, I wish Portia would stop effing people's husbands. And, you know, I think it stings more when someone's saying it and, you know, you're not Clea. And, you know what you do presently because, you know, she's like, it's not clear that you're doing the same thing presently. And she's like, what? And she goes, yeah, married men. And she goes, who's sleeping with married men? She goes, you're sleeping with married men. She goes, I never slept with a married man.
You've never slept with a married man?
I have not.
You slept with a married man?
I did not sleep with a married man.
You did. You're sleeping with a married man right now.
I'm not sleeping.
You're on top of a married man. That chair is a married man. We're with a married man right now.
It's like, what are you talking about?
First of all, I love that Portia announced that it's very hard to hurt her feelings. I'm like, every season, like, there's an issue where Portia has to leave something early or leave something or not show up because her feeling is hurt about something. But also, in this case, though, I think what she says is merit because Kelly went on the after show and said, she said to Shamia, like, Portia needs to stop sleeping with married men, right? I think Kelly's fatal flaw here is that she was being shady as hell on the after show and she needs to own up to him and be like, oh, you know what? I went too far. I was just trying to be funny and I went too far. Like, that's literally all she has to say. But she's like, what? No, I never said that, Portia.
Well, she doesn't deny saying it. Oh, yeah. No, she doesn't deny saying it, does she?
But well, she's kind of like, what? what are you saying? Well, she said, I think later on, she just like, I never said that. Like, she doesn't clear it up. She never, even if she doesn't explicitly deny it, she never says, I took it too far, or you're right, that way I crossed a line with that. Like, she never does anything like that. So, you know, I mean,
yeah, but she didn't really have a chance to, because Portia was like, you said I slept with a married man, but let's be clear, you're the one sleeping with married men. So she didn't really leave it open for an apology. She just was like, oh, you want to say I sleep with married men? You sleep with married men. Okay, we can be friends now. And she's like, what? And she's like, BET weekend at the award show, you didn't sleep with a married man? And she's like, no. And no, you did not. I did not. You didn't. I didn't. Did not. Did not. Not did? Not did. Why are you saying not did? You said not did. Why are you repeating me? Stop repeating me, dirty deep. So Kelly's like, I absolutely didn't. And he slept with you and he changed his clothes and then he went to meet his wife at his house. I'm speaking of fact.
He changed his clothes too? You've got some information. Who was she sleeping with? Like the one of the ushers? Why did he have a change of clothes? Was it at the award show? You guys can't do this and then just leave it in the air. Who was she sleeping with? Where did she sleep with him? You know, what clothes did he change into?
And in fact, Kelly says, well, a fact comes with a receipt, so let's see the receipt. And Portia tells us,
Kelly, you are looking at the receipt, okay? I was with a friend of mine, and he received a text from a married man, and this man is telling him, oh my gosh, I just effed Kelly.
So Portia's basically like, not only did you sleep with a married man, but while you were there in the bed, you were on the phone with someone, and they heard you say something about Dennis.
Yeah, what?
The guy heard Kelly talking about Dennis on the phone.
What kind of gossip is she sleeping with anyway? That this guy's in the bed calling his friend and being like, hey, I just fucked Kelly and she's talking shit about Dennis on the phone. I mean, is this just Derek?
Derek Langs. I think.
Who was she fucking?
I mean, I'm trying to piece it together because I can imagine a guy being like, yo, I just slept with Kelly from Real Housewives of Atlanta. Isn't that crazy? And like, that's like something like I can see a guy texting a guy because as we've said before, straight men are the biggest gossips. But then like, I don't know why he would say, and then she was talking about Dennis. That doesn't seem right. Unless when Portia was with her friend and the text came in, maybe Portia maybe the guy said, oh, I'm with Portia right now. That's hilarious. And he said, oh, that's so funny because she was just talking about Dennis in the bed. Like maybe that's how it came up. But I mean, I'm really putting in way too much thought into this. The whole thing sounds a little crazy. So Kelly, well,
did you read the Dennis and Kelly hate each other? Did you read the thing about them this weekend? It was really funny. Yes. He tweeted, damn, was this the opening for the restaurant that's already closed? Rose.
Yes. Yes.
Yikes. And she wrote, I see why your baby mama likes girls now, heart. Bye, Demisha. Yeah.
Well, look at Kelly getting in the mix.
In the mix. Hall.
Kelly, you know what? Who cares if people talk about Dennis, first of all? You're not even with him. And second of all, you did sleep with the married man. His name is Simon. You're living in his house now. So,
I mean, that's the truth. That is the truth too. So, Portia's like, this is all a text. I can get it. And Kelly's like, please get it. And Portia's like,
he said to the guy, she's on the phone with Portia. And so that's why the guy ended up saying to me like, oh, Kelly's in the bed with, you know, so-and-so and you guys are lying.
And so Kay Michelle is watching back and forth. She's just sipping her tea and she's like,
I'm confused as hell. I don't know why, who Kelly slept with. I'm just in here looking at Portia. Like, this is so unfair talking about this lady here, not the hot pocket. I'm just happy I'm not Kelly. Swear to cheese and crackers on that one.
So Portia's like, well, I'm talking about the guy that you met on the flight and then he went to your room. And I wish I had that kind of confidence just to fuck someone off a flight.
Yeah.
God, or that kind of sexiness. Because I feel like housewives get that a lot. Remember when Kyle was like, some guy tried to fuck, he wrote on his napkin, like, you want to fuck me or go back to your boring life or whatever. Mm-hmm. What did he write? Kyle Richards. It was something like that. Like, yeah, you can either fuck me right now or go back to your stupid, boring, plain life. And she's like, I didn't do it. I mean, we're on a plane.
My life isn't boring. Okay, I'm picking up plates for my daughter's wedding. So Kelly is saying, let me be very clear. If I'm going to screw and bang anybody, do you think that I would be thinking about Portia and Dennis? Have you seen him lately? And then they show this really bad picture of Dennis. So Portia's like,
and if we're going to eventually be cool, I want you to acknowledge to treat me. I want you to continue to treat me how I treat you.
So, which, by the way, I don't think you've treated Kelly tremendously well, but that's okay. So Kelly is like, I think this is a game of, oh, I want to be your friend. So I'm going to be fake. I'm going to say I want to be your friend, but I'm going to actually just use that as an excuse to drop this bullshit. And
Kelly, yeah, I'm just having a scene with you so I can make you look stupid and then go back to my normal life. So Kelly's like, I didn't talk about you in the press. And she goes, yes, you did. It was the after show. She goes, oh, well, the after show's not press. That's very different. And she's like, she goes, it wasn't that, sweetie. And she's like, I have a name, sweetie. And she goes, well, so do I. I don't speak on your name. So whatever. So Kelly's like, okay, so now she's going around saying I'm sleeping with people's husbands. But if you just met the guy on the plane, why is that my responsibility to know whether or not you're married? I just know you're some guy from a plane.
I think that's
the guy's fault.
That is, unless he's wearing a band. But I agree. If it is a fling, then, you know, then that's fair. And also, by the way,
your hobby is, I mean, if your hobby is being married to somebody, how should that affect me? I'm just fucking some guy on a plane. I don't need to know everything about you. Good God. What are we sharing facts?
I also just think that it's the person who's married who created the bigger.
Exactly. Sin. I don't expect people to take all of my hobbies. If your hobby is being married, that's fine. It's not like I'm going to fuck you and be like, you know what? I'm really trying to get into gardening. Like, nobody cares. We're just fucking. I don't think I should have to know about your dalliances with your wife.
So now these two are going to get into an argument of stupid semantics that don't even make sense, because Kelly's denying that by saying this stuff on the after show, it wasn't in the press. It was on the after show, a heavily edited online only featurette that goes with the show. It's not the press. And so Portia says, well, I didn't say what I just said in the press. I mean, we're speaking privately now, privately in a restaurant on camera in front of the nation. You guys are both being messy in front of cameras. It doesn't matter if it's press or not press. It's on camera for the world to see.
This is public. We are at the dirty tea. And she's like, this isn't private, Portia. She says, yes, we are. It's as private when you said what you said. Okay, but you're, oh my gosh. So Kelly's like, I mean, this is as public as we can get. Okay, we're in a public restaurant in a public space with public people across from a Publix.
When they were across from Republic Bar and Grill. Oh, that would have been great. Oh, what's going on over there? You slept with a married person? What? So Kay Michelle is like, are you okay, Kelly? She's like, yeah, I mean, I'm good. Why? She's like, I mean, I feel like you're not okay. She's like, well, you know, I don't like to be lied about. So Portia's like, oh,
well, I didn't mean to make it awkward. Maybe I shouldn't have done that. Oh, well, oops.
It's like, well, as long as you feel good, Portia. She goes, well, like in my mind, if you're going to speak on me that way, then, you know, I could have done a lot to you that I didn't do. You just did it. So
yeah,
you did it and you did it under the guise of making peace, which is even worse. So
Portia wanted to get her licks in, and she's happy because she got it off her chest. She didn't like what Kelly had said. So now she retaliated. She got some punches in, and now Portia's just sitting there she's happy. She's like sitting back. She's relaxed. She's like, great. Now we can be friends. And Kelly is sitting there literally shattered. You can see it on her face. She's like, oh my God, especially because Kelly's also dealing with this contentious ex. So she's sitting there, and now Portia's being like, oh yeah, well, you know, I could have been worse, and you know, we could hug. And Kay Michelle's like, all this is some bullshit. If you ask me, what's the purpose of any of this going on? Like, and why am I stuck here in the middle swearing cheese and crackers?
So she's still in that season one, like trying to make peace with everyone phase, which is so funny. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I can't wait to see her get pissed off at these people. It's not going to be pretty. Yeah. Because it's always the sweet ones. She's like, okay, we've all got stuff here we're not happy with. Okay. And everybody, you know, we got some crumpets and shit. We got some drinks and we got stuff going on. Can we get some cheers? Okay. Crumpets and shit. There's another one you could name the restaurant. Crumpets and shit.
Crumpets and shit. Oh, I would go there in a second.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
I had my first crumpet last year. I never had a crumpet before. It was divine. Why don't we have more crumpets in America?
Why are we like croutons? What are crumpets? I think of croutons, but I know that that's not what they are. Are they cookies?
Crumpets are like English muffins, except it's almost like there's a difference in how they're made. But basically, you put this sort of like this batter in like a ring mold in a pan, and the holes come like sort of like with a pancake. You wait for the bubbles to come through, but like the crumpet is kind of like if it all was the inside of the English muffin, if that makes sense. Like an English muffin is like solid on the outside, but like you cut it open, you've got the nooks and crannies. The crumpet is sort of like that all nooks around. Nooks and crannies.
And yeah, there's another name, nooks and crannies. Nooks,
that's a great one.
I'd eat there too.
I apologize, by the way, to all the British people who are like, that's really not what a crumpet is. But like, that was my impression of it. It was just like nooks and crannies everywhere. It was like, it was so good, and I don't know why they're literally not adopted by Americans anymore. Maybe it is. Maybe in the South. You know, the South has all sorts of baked goods. Maybe they're big in Georgia or something like that. But I wonder
if it's super expensive in America to adopt a crumpet. A crumpet is a small, circular British griddle bread. There. Boom. I log-lined it.
Sarah McLachlan's going to do late-night commercials. For $1 a month, you can adopt a crumpet. Did you see an image? Did you look at a picture of a crumpet? It's basically like an English muffin
with
bullet holes in it.
Uh-huh. It's a shot so English good. Muffin.
We're it's terrible
president,
acne.
It was President Crumpet. So
Garfield loved his crumpets.
That crumpet has sepsis.
Crumpet, you have to stop popping your blackheads, okay?
So now Portia's just all like, aren't we friends now? That was fun. Okay, let's toast. I'll toast with sugar now because I'm sweet. And Kelly's just looking at her like, seriously. So then she's like, oh, you're going to give me a hug like you gave Drew. And they just start laughing. So they hug and Kay Michelle's laughing. She's like, I can't even stand you guys. You fight like that and then you just stand up and hug. Like, what the hell is going on with you people?
Yeah, they hug, but you can really see that Kelly's face is crestfallen. And Portia's like, so you're ready where you need to be? Okay, come on, let's hug. So Kelly's like, you think I could just like body slam that big bitch? Have you ever seen her ass? Like, seriously, no, I couldn't body slam her. I might as well hug her so I can go on with my life. But will you go on with your life? Because we know you will be talking shit soon enough behind her back. Ooh.
Yeah, you leave and then you start getting more and more pissed. Like, I know she didn't just come on camera and accuse me of that and then hug me. What the hell? So now we go to Pinky's house and we see a home scene with Pinky. She's with Derek, her husband, and their kids. And they're making mac and cheese. And they're talking about, he's like giving her mac and cheese advice. And she's like, yeah, I don't need you to help me with mac and cheese. Hi. Okay. I own Pinkies. I'm Pinky Cole. Have you not read Forbes 100 under 100?
She's like, I don't need any help. He's like, okay, but here's a tip. Dairy, get the fuck out of there. So Pinky's like, me and my husband, we have been together for 5 years. We fell in love. And then I got pregnant 3 months after I met him. And then do as I say, not as I do. So we ended up having 3 kids biologically. And Derek has 2 older daughters and blah, 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 blah. Family, children grew, success, etc. So
and she's like, happy. And I'm sorry, but your husband's first scene, he's mansplaining mac and cheese to his wife, who's a chef. So I'm not a fan of Derek so far. So that's all I have to say. I can't take someone being bossy about mac and cheese to a mother. You think a mother doesn't know how to make mac and cheese, Derek? Go have a seat, sir.
Yeah, but he's been living with vegan mac and cheese for so long. I think he's just trying be like, please.
Vegan mac and cheese is a different beast. That's true. It's like, oh, nutritional yeast and oat milk. Can't wait.
Yeah, I think I'm going to let him be a little antsy about the mac and cheese.
I was vegan for about a week and it was really, really hard. I mean, I respect anybody who does that because it is really hard. And what broke me was mac and cheese. I made like three different versions because there are some things like I can do this if I can have this, right? Like I can be on a diet if I can occasionally have some ice cream, or, you know, you make deals with yourself. But I tried three different mac and cheeses, vegan recipes, and I'm sorry, but I just couldn't do it. I was like, I'm sorry to every animal who's ever lived, but I cannot be completely on your side because of mac and cheese. Nutritional yeast, stop it. Stop it.
It's just not
I don't know. They must have a really good PR agent because they are still around and people are still trying to convince me that that shit is good. That shit is not good. It tastes like toe fungus. I mean, I wouldn't know what toe fungus, but you know what I mean. It's just, it's not good. No.
Nutritional yeast does not have a good PR agent because if they had a good PR agent, they wouldn't call themselves nutritional yeast. I mean, can we get a...
That's true.
If Patagonian's toothfish could improve itself to Chilean sea bass, can we get an upgrade for nutritional yeast? Can we just call it like yeasto or yego or
like please cheese or
or just like call it just something fun like blue teak or I don't know.
But I think vegan people like the name nutritional yeast because they're like, look, I'm not giving into pleasure. I'm eating something called nutritional yeast. It's like, do you want a fucking award? Like, let's deliver you a gold medal to your home right now because you're eating something called nutritional yeast. Like, oh, wow, you did it. Good for you. You're doing this for everybody in the world. No, they want it for the, it's the martyrdom of the name. I think that's why it's successful.
It's time to fix it. I personally don't actually have an issue with nutritional yeast, but I do have an issue with its branding. I think that's like, it just could not be a less appetizing ingredient than to call it nutritional yeast. When you hear nutritional, you already think it's not going to taste good. When you hear yeast, you think of a lot of different things.
Infections.
And I just think infections. Yeast, you know, like yeast sounds really good in specific contexts, like baking. Ooh, it's a yeasted donut. Yum. But if you say, hey, you know what we should add to this pasta to make it like seem like there's Parmesan in it, let's add some yeast. It's like, no, ma'am.
Yeah, nutritional doesn't sound good. Yeast, there's I don't even like it in the context of bread. There's a bagel place called Yeasty Boys, and I just think it's like, ugh, it's gross. Just Bagel Boys or something. Why don't we have to concentrate on the... Anyway, the point is, she's making mac and cheese. She gives us her backstory and how she's had all these kids back to back, and she's Jamaican, and her mother was a very hard worker, and she worked four jobs every single day and showed her what it meant to be a boss. So she started Slutty Vegan in 2018 in her two-bedroom apartment, and it was a ghost kitchen, but then she got a food truck, and then there would be 500 people in line in the day, and then she built a $100 million brand, but the people that she put in place couldn't go where she needed them, and she was $20 million in debt, and then she bought her company back after losing it for 43 days. So this was quick, too. That's why this episode surprised me, because last week I was like, okay, so we're just going to lie the whole year, because Pinky's been going through a lot of stuff financially that's all over the press. Portia's been with a girlfriend for a while. There's all this stuff that's happening. And I was like, okay, so we're just going to lie. And like, Portia has a boyfriend and this lady's got a zillion dollars. And then this week they were like, okay, no, this is the honest episode.
Yeah,
Portia's really with the woman. This woman's really broke. Drew's really miserable. Like Kelly's really broke too. This week they came in with the honesty, and I respect it because normally it takes a whole season for them to get through this shit.
Yeah, because there are a lot of really unsavory headlines about Pinky Cole. People online are talking about how she doesn't pay her employees, and then her house was seized 3 weeks ago. Yada yada yada. I don't know what the truth is, but
back. I think it was like a rental property that she was behind on, but yeah, I think she got it back. But yeah,
the government was like, it smells like nutritional yeast in here, you can have it back.
It's worse than candy. We cannot get the smell out of the house, just take it back. We're either going to condemn it or you take it back.
take it. But I was appreciative that she acknowledged that she has massive debt, and because I feel like there's so many articles about that. And last week she came in being like, I run this city. And I think a lot of people were like, you're a faker. But now she's like, no, I'm hugely, hugely in debt. So she's got a pop up today and everything. And she's talking about how she's got a new president. She's basically restarting her business. She's gonna start it from scratch again, reboot it. It's gonna be great. So she sits down with Derek. And she's like, she does not want to build more corporate stores, because he's like, you know, you got to build more corporate stores because the franchise is really taking off. She's like, no. I don't want to do that. We got to do more franchises. And he's like, well, you know, I've been in business longer than you, right? She goes, you have not. He's like, he owns Big Dave's Cheesesteaks. And Derek is the number six in the country of fastest growing restaurants. Which is very impressive, but I mean, let's not forget that over at Rhode Island, Ashley's husband has the number two celebrity owned coffee shop or restaurant in the entire nation. So let's not get too cocky over there, Derek.
Yeah, that's true. And then there's also like Big Mama's or like Hot Mama's Pizza, where the wife is like, I'm hot. Put my hot picture up with the pizza. It's like the sexy wife posing over the pizza. And she's a celebrity now. So watch out, Ashley. Watch out, everybody.
Is Big Dave's Cheesesteaks, there's also like Dave's Hot Chicken. Is that like a branding issue that there's two Daves and they're hawking fast casual food?
Run.
I would like to.
This whole episode of Real Housewives of Atlanta is about branding. It's like a branding lecture from us. You name your movie, Run. You name your restaurants a dirty tea. Everybody's named Dave. Okay.
We have some hard questions for these people. Hard questions that should have been asked to that doctor who tended to Garfield, that unequipped doctor with his nasty ass tools.
Yes.
Congratulations, you've reached the end of part one of a two-part recap. For part two, go look for the recap that says part two. See you over there, suckers.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
Whip up a meringue. It's Amanda E. Lemon.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto. Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels!
We never miss her call, it's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with
Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no less namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's not a McBee, she's a McBride. Jess McBride.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Que sera, sera, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Aren't you glad it's Marianne Arns?
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is sweet. Well, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Can I have a Kavanaugh? It's Anna Kavanaugh.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher. It's Charlotte Fletcher.
Hogle your horses. It's Christine Hogle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
She's the lady of the house, it's Rachel Sherratt.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Tell of Sun.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.